This is the December 2019, January 2020 issue of the Freedom Socialist newspaper. On page 11, we've got letters to the editor. The Freedom Socialist Party is inspiring. My husband and I visited your Seattle bookstore in September with our baby. Thank you for being so kind, informative, and pleasant. It was truly a delight to meet such wonderful, like-minded, strong women during my first foray to Seattle. Thank you for also letting us take some newer issues of the Freedom Socialist newspaper when we visited. We look forward to reading and subscribing. Onward with the good fight. Thank you for being an inspiration. Kay Hooten via mail. Mumia Abul-Jamal, prison radio update. Mumia Abul-Jamal has fought for and won his first round of cataract surgery. He is no longer blind in his left eye and will have the same procedure soon on his right eye. Finally, he can see well enough to read, edit, and complete perfecting Tyranny, his and Stephen Vittoria's final book in the Murder Incorporated trilogy, published by Prison Radio. It's a deep dive into mass surveillance and the security state. You can help get it printed. Thanks for considering a gift as we raise the needed $15,000. As Ringo 23, the artist, and Robert King Wilkerson note below, life in prison means death. Mumia turned 65 in April and is sentenced to life without parole, and he's still confronting significant health problems. While cured of hepatitis C, he's still recovering from the ravages of the disease and is near death from renal failure. His body remains covered in deep scars, the results of open wounds left untreated for over a year. We need to bring Mumia home. He is preparing for his release and moving forward on his life goals, such as getting his PhD. Help make his dreams to be among us, living, loving, organizing, writing, and teaching a reality. Visit www.prisonradio.org to hear our voices. And that's an excerpt from an email from Noelle Hannerin with Prison Radio. End the violence against sex workers. The Sex Workers Outreach Project, also known as SWAP, in Seattle, is gearing up to honor the International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers, which happens annually on December 17th. Sign up for future newsletters for more information about what SWAP Seattle will be doing this year to honor this day at seattle.swopusa.org/newsletter-sign-up. The International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers was first recognized in 2003 as a memorial and a vigil for the victims of the Green River Killer in Seattle. Since 2003, End to Violence Against Sex Workers has empowered people from cities around the world to come together and organize against discrimination and remember victims of violence. Sex Workers Outreach Project in Seattle has established a small planning committee to manage a walking vigil on December 17th and could use some help. We need designers to help format flyers and folks willing to post flyers around town once they're ready. If you're interested in volunteering for the event, let us know by contacting info@swop-seattle.org. That's excerpts from a newsletter from seattle.swopusa.org. The FS welcomes your feedback and opinions. Letters may be edited for length, but please send them to fsnews@mindspring.com or visit our website at socialism.com. And in the middle of the letters to the editor section was a big infographic called What We Won't Miss in the New Year. Under People We Won't Miss in the New Year, there are five of them. One, John Bolton. Was his was this national security advisor and Mr. America Right and Wrong fired in September, or did he quit? Who knows and who cares? Number two, Sarah Sanders. As White House press secretary, her unscrupulous defense of Trump made Sean Spicer look principled. Three, Rick Perry. The oil-loving energy secretary almost ended his tenure without scandal, and then Ukraine hit the news. Four, Omar Bashir. Sustained popular uprising forced the ouster of this 30-year dictator in Sudan. Next to achieve, getting rid of military rule. And five, Sean Spicer. As celebrity dancer, rhythmless darling. Things we won't miss in the new year. Number five, and of course, Sean Spicer as a celebrity dancer, rhythmless darling of the right. Bad laws we won't miss in the new year. In Australia, in a big win for reproductive rights, Sydney and the rest of New South Wales tossed out a 119-year-old piece of legislation that criminalized abortion. Yay! And in Korea, in April of 2019, the Constitutional Court ruled that a 66-year abortion ban must be lifted by the end of the year 2020. It's a big win for pro-choice advocates. And that is what we won't miss in the New Year's, people and bad laws. That is the end of Letters to the Editor. You can check that and other articles out online at socialism.com.